Exclusive: Senator Ron Johnson on Biden masks surrender, reclaim liberty, end this state of fear. By Sean Moran on July 27, 2021. Senator Ron Johnson, RY, told Breitbart News in an exclusive statement Tuesday it is time to end this state of fear surrounding mask mandates. Johnson spoke to Breitbart News after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, announced that they will recommend Americans, even fully vaccinated people, should wear masks indoors again in places with high coronavirus infection rates. In reaction to the news, Johnson told Breitbart News that the Biden administration has only continued to move the goalposts surrounding their mask mandates and coronavirus policies. He emphasized that children have a low risk of either serious disease or death from the coronavirus. Johnson charged that Americans should take back the liberty they lost from the coronavirus lockdowns and mask mandates, and stop living in fear. Do masks even work? Do they do more harm than good, particularly to children who have a low risk of serious disease or death from COVID? Remember, the initial goal of public policy was to flatten the curve so we wouldn't overwhelm hospitals, Johnson said. Johnson has also urged the Biden administration to monitor the adverse effects of the coronavirus vaccines. Republicans across the political spectrum have slammed Biden's revived mask mandate. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, said that the policies only serve to enforce a perpetual pandemic state. Representative Jim Jordan, RO, the judiciary ranking member, said this is the latest instance of Biden's worst start of any administration in history. At some point, federal agencies moved the goalposts. The initial goal was achievable. I'm not even sure what the new goal is. Time to let Americans, not federal agencies, make decisions for themselves and their children. Time to reclaim liberty and end this state of fear, the Wisconsin conservative proclaimed. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.